Welcome to Companion App. You're now listening to an audio version of an article about cycle syncing, a guide to sync your cycle with your nutrition, fasting, and exercise routine. If you're menstruating, cycle syncing is a beautiful journey you can take to harmonize your lifestyle with the natural rhythms of your menstrual cycle. It's a way of embracing the flow of your body, allowing you to feel more in tune with yourself and potentially enhancing your overall health, mood, and physical performance. By diving into the cycle syncing method discussed in this article, you'll gain insights into adapting your nutrition, exercise, and intermittent fasting plans in accordance with your menstrual cycle, and discover the wonders this harmony can bring to your health. What is cycle syncing? Cycle syncing means matching your daily habits, like what you eat and how you exercise, with the natural rhythms of your menstrual cycle. It's all about listening to your body's signals and adapting your routine to feel your best throughout the entire month. Imagine your body goes through different seasons every month, and cycle syncing is about adjusting your lifestyle to fit those seasons. So, during one part of the month when you feel super energetic, you do more intense workouts and eat certain foods that boost that energy. Then, when you're feeling a bit slower or more tired, you switch gears, choosing gentler activities and different foods that support your body's need to rest and recover. How to start cycle syncing? Beginning your cycle syncing adventure is quite straightforward and deeply personal. First, consider finding the best cycle syncing app that resonates with you, offering features like symptom tracking and reminders tailored to you. You can track your menstrual cycle with Period Companion. It helps you pinpoint exactly which menstrual cycle phases you're experiencing, whether it's the menstrual phase, follicular phase, ovulatory phase, or luteal phase. Keeping a cycle syncing calendar becomes a nurturing way to anticipate and prepare for the various shifts in energy, mood, and physical sensations that each phase brings. What happens during the menstrual cycle phases in your body? The menstrual cycle is a natural process that prepares the female body for pregnancy each month. It involves hormonal changes that affect the ovaries, where eggs are produced, and the uterus, womb. The average menstrual cycle lasts about 28 days, but it can vary from 21 to 35 days in adults and from 21 to 45 days in teens. Here's a general overview of the menstrual cycle phases. The menstrual cycle is a natural process that prepares the female body for pregnancy each month. It involves hormonal changes that affect the ovaries, where eggs are produced, and the uterus, womb. The average menstrual cycle lasts about 28 days, but it can vary from 21 to 35 days in adults and from 21 to 45 days in teens. Here's a general overview of the menstrual cycle phases. 1. Menstrual phase. Days, 1 to 5. What happens? This phase starts on the first day of menstruation, period, where the lining of the uterus, endometrium, breaks down and is shed, resulting in bleeding. It happens because the egg released during the ovulation phase was not fertilized, leading to a drop in estrogen and progesterone levels. 2. Follicular phase. Days, 1 to 13. What happens? The follicular phase overlaps with the menstrual phase, starting on the first day of your period and lasting until ovulation. During this phase, the pituitary gland releases follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH, stimulating the ovaries to produce follicles. One of these follicles will mature into an egg. Estrogen levels rise during this phase, leading to the rebuilding of the uterine lining, endometrium. 3. Ovulatory phase. Days, 14, in a 28-day cycle. What happens? The rise in estrogen from the follicular phase peaks and stimulates a surge in luteinizing hormone, LH, which triggers ovulation around the middle of the cycle. The mature egg is released from the ovary and moves into the fallopian tube, where it can be fertilized by sperm. This is the phase when fertility is at its highest. 4. Luteal phase. Days, 15 to 28. What happens? After the egg is released, the empty follicle transforms into a structure called the corpus luteum, which secretes progesterone. Progesterone prepares the uterine lining for a potential pregnancy. If the egg is not fertilized, the corpus luteum breaks down, leading to a drop in progesterone and estrogen levels, and the cycle starts again with the menstrual phase. Cycle syncing diet: what to eat when cycle syncing. During the menstrual phase, nourish your body with cycle syncing foods rich in iron and magnesium, like leafy greens and nuts, to replenish what's lost. In the follicular phase, proteins and healthy fats will support your surging energy. As you sail into the ovulatory phase, high-fiber foods help maintain hormone balance. In the luteal phase, when cravings might peak, choosing complex carbs and healthy fats can stabilize your mood and energy, making this transition smoother. Your cycle-syncing diet and meal plan become acts of self-care that nurture you through each phase. Hairace, a cycle-syncing food chart that offers insights into the foods best suited for each phase. Remember that you should consume complex carbs, proteins, and fats in every phase of your menstrual cycle and at every meal. The foods mentioned in this chart are foods that you can consume more of during menstrual phases. Cycle syncing and intermittent fasting. Female physiology is more prone to developing hormonal imbalances due to a lack of nutrition. Therefore, if you're practicing intermittent fasting, you should consider adapting your fasting schedules according to the phases of your menstrual cycle. Day 1 to 3 of your cycle, December 12th or October 14th fasting plans. Day 4 to 10 of your cycle, October 14th or August 16th fasting plans, or June 18th. Day 11 to 15 of your cycle, December 12th or October 14th fasting plans. Day 16 to 19 of your cycle, October 14th or August 16th fasting plans, or June 18th. Day 20 to 28 of your cycle, PMS week fasting is not recommended. If you ever wonder what the best intermittent fasting app is, you can get Fasting Companion to have every tool you need while fasting. To read more about intermittent fasting and menstruation, read our detailed article. How to sync your workouts with your cycle. Adapting the intensity and timing of your workouts to match the energy and hormonal changes of each phase ensures that you're not just exercising, but truly nurturing your body. This tailored approach can enhance your fitness outcomes, minimize the risk of injury, and elevate the joy you find in moving your body. During the menstrual phase, gentle activities like yoga or walking can be incredibly soothing, helping to ease cramps and uplift your mood. As you move into the follicular phase, your rising energy levels make it the perfect time to engage in more vigorous workouts like HIIT or strength training. The ovulatory phase brings peak physical performance, inviting you to challenge yourself further. When you enter the luteal phase, with its potential for fatigue, moderate activities such as light cycling or Pilates can be wonderfully grounding. What are the benefits of syncing your cycles with your life? Syncing your cycles with your life offers several benefits that can significantly improve your health and quality of life, such as 1. Improved physical health. You can optimize your body's natural rhythms by aligning your diet and exercise routines with the different phases of your menstrual cycle. This can lead to better workout performance during phases when your energy is higher and more effective recovery when your body needs rest. Additionally, tailoring your nutrition can help address specific needs at each phase, like boosting iron intake during your period to compensate for blood loss. 2. Better emotional well-being. Understanding and working with the hormonal fluctuations throughout your cycle can greatly improve your mood and emotional resilience. For instance, knowing that certain times of the month might make you feel more sensitive or anxious allows you to practice self-care and stress management techniques more effectively during those periods. 3. Increased energy. Cycle syncing can help you identify when in your cycle you naturally have more energy and when you need more rest. This awareness allows you to plan your activities and responsibilities around these energy levels, helping you feel more productive and less burnt out. 4. Better hormonal balance. By aligning your lifestyle with your cycle, you support your body's hormonal fluctuations rather than working against them. This can help alleviate symptoms of hormonal imbalances, such as those seen in conditions like PMS or PCOS, leading to a more balanced and comfortable menstrual cycle. 5. Greater self-awareness. Regularly tracking and adapting to your menstrual cycle fosters a deeper understanding of your body's signals and needs. This increased self-awareness can enhance your decision-making about your health and lifestyle, leading to more informed choices about your well-being. 6. Fertility awareness. For those interested in conception, cycle syncing provides valuable insights into the most fertile times of the month, increasing the chances of successful pregnancy. It also offers a natural method of understanding your bodhis cycle for family planning purposes. Bear in mind that Fitness Companion offers you a personalized workout plan according to your physiology and fitness goals. The bottom line. Cycle syncing offers a holistic way to tune into your bodhis natural rhythms, leading to improved physical and emotional health, increased energy and productivity, better hormonal balance, and a deeper connection with yourself. This approach invites a deeper connection with yourself, celebrating your bodhis natural cycles and rhythms.